A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Welcome to the Best of Wednesday. Every Wednesday, you can listen to a second playing of episodes that I especially enjoyed. They go back a few years, but hey, it's history, so they're not outdated. Of course, every Sunday, you can still listen to a new episode, but right now, here's a favorite from the past. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. History has a nasty habit of denying fame to some great contributors to our modern lifestyle. People like Philo Farnsworth. Who, you ask? Why, he's only the guy who invented television when he was just 15 and living on a farm. Television, that's right, and so few people know who Farnsworth was. He was so unknown that he once was featured on a quiz show in the 50s. The contestants had to guess what he did, and though TV was so new, no one was able to identify him as the inventor of the medium they were on. Philo Farnsworth said, "Frank was just such a person. I'll even give you his last name, Sprague, Frank Sprague. He would change the way we lived, worked, and traveled in ways that few people would. Sort of like a Thomas Edison." Odd that I should mention Edison, the master of press manipulation and generating publicity, because Edison was the spark of feud between him and Sprague when he tried to take credit for Sprague's work. Edison would claim credit for powering the subways. Yet Edison only lit the subways. It was Frank Sprague, the unknown genius, who perfected the electric motor. Yes, what Edison was to the light bulb, Frank Sprague was to the electric motor. And sadly today, most people seem to feel that it was Edison who invented electric motors. Think of how many electric motors are helping you right now. Your refrigerator, your heating and cooling system, even the computer I'm recording this on has two, one for cooling and one to spin the hard drive. Your car can have dozens or so, making this invention about as important as the electric light. Sprague in 1883 joined the Edison staff. After differences with his boss, Edison was only interested in light, and Sprague was more interested in using electricity as a source of power. He quit and formed the Sprague Electric Railway Company. In Boston and New York, they needed to relieve the pressure on the horse-drawn streetcars. With thousands of horses each dumping 50 pounds of manure a day on the streets, transportation had become slow and quite nasty. What was needed was a subway, but what would power it? At the time, there was steam, or there was cables. The steam power was in use in London, and reports got back to New York and Boston that rides in the smoke in the subways were as hellish as you might think. A cable system similar to the one powering the cable cars in San Francisco was considered and rejected as too costly and too complicated. Electricity seemed to be an answer, but the motors needed did not exist. Well, they did exist. In Frank Sprague's mind, he was to build an electric streetcar system to demonstrate his invention in Richmond, Virginia. His contract was to give him 90 days to build and perfect a new service of about 12 miles for Richmond, and he did it and would go on to manufacture motors for subways and streetcars. In 1890, Edison's General Electric Company would buy out Sprague and his very important patents. Next, Sprague was to form the Sprague Electric Elevator Company. He perfected a system of managing and propelling the elevators in several Manhattan buildings, then selling out to Otis Elevators. His company also built electric motors used in printing presses, pumping, and numerous manufacturing settings. Sprague was to win medals at the Paris Electrical Exhibit in 1889 and in 1904, along with other medals from the Franklin Institute. He died in 1935, just days after the National Engineering Societies selected him to win the prestigious John Fritz Gold Medal. I don't know exactly why fame seems to skip some people, erasing them from the collective memory. Whatever Edison did to gain everlasting recognition, certainly Frank Sprague was judged by history to be found lacking, and we can only wonder why. Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.